This is program number LW2555. The birds and the bees. Their story has always been interesting. At least that's what we've called the story, the birds and the bees. But I've got a little different slant to it today that I want to tell you about. Hi, this is Larry West. I want to tell you about the bees, the real ones. Did you know that you can take a flower and dye it a different color and give it an artificial odor, and a bee will still go straight to it and work it as though nothing had been changed? You see, some flowers open at certain times of the day, and bees will go to those flowers at exactly the right time. And they don't even wear a watch, but they can do it. And you can change the odor and the color of those flowers, and it doesn't change a thing. The bees know exactly what to do. Scientists are finding bees extremely fascinating. They have discovered that bees can communicate with each other, telling each other where food is. I mean, they can tell each other which direction to go to get it and how far away it is. For example, now this is really oversimplified, but basically this is what bees do. If food is within 110 yards of the hive, the bee walks in a sort of circle, but he doesn't quite close the circle. He leaves a little bit of an opening, and where the opening is, that's the direction of the food. Now, if the food is further away, the bee walks around two circles, and where the two circles join, that points to where the other bees can find the food. Now, by wiggling its tail, the bee tells how far away it is. The faster he wiggles, the further away it is. Then, by holding up his leg that has pollen on it, he tells them what kind of flower they're to look for. It's all an amazing and complicated process. Honeybees live in colonies, and their colonies divide every spring, with half the bees and the old queen leaving it to swarm in a nearby tree. Scouts are then sent out to locate a new home. Now, the scouts go out and find spots that they think will be good homes, and then they report back to the hive. These scouts then advertise their find, and they get together and talk about it, I guess you could say. They talk about what they found. The better the sight, the more the scout wiggles and dances around, the more excited, I guess, he gets. And they all go out again and then look over each other's sights. Gradually, they eliminate sights until one is agreed upon. Can you believe it? Bees are fascinating. They usually pick a spot in just one day where we people might take years. To navigate, bees use the sun to get their headings. But they're also able to fly in cloudy weather by using polarized light. But when even that fails, they can use magnetic fields. That is, they have magnetic material in the front of their bodies that is used to orient them to the Earth's magnetic field. Amazing. Now, what I've told you is just a few of the things that are fascinating about bees. But did you know that scientists have found out bees don't learn all this? They don't learn it. The first time a baby bee flies out of the hive, he immediately can do everything I've told you. Now, what that means is, a bee is not the product of evolution. He didn't learn all those things. He can't think. He's simply a computer. A computer someone had to build and program. A design means there has to be a designer. In other words, bees are just one more thing that testify there has to be a God. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. More than 75,000 people have enrolled in this course. It is concerned with just what the Bible has to say. It introduces you to the God behind the bee, the programmer, the designer, God. Why don't you write me for this free, non-denominational Bible study course? You can study it at your own leisure time in the privacy of your own home and just simply mail back in the answers and you can keep the rest of the course. Why don't you write me for it? It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.